Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is John and Noreen with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has proposed a $1.6 billion recycling centre to address waste concerns. The Advanced Resource Recovery Centre has been put forward amidst concerns that the Gold Coast rubbish tips will be at capacity within the next 10 years. The centre would be used to burn rubbish as an electricity source, which the Mayor says would divert 97% of waste from going to landfill. We want to be the master of our destiny as far as handling our waste and rubbish is concerned, he said.
In more news, Brisbane is set to face supercell storms for the third weekend in a row this Saturday. The Bureau of Meteorology's Shane Kennedy said residents should expect several unsettled, unstable days to come. Residents should expect severe conditions, including strong winds, heavy rain and very large hail. Storms are set to hit around midday on Saturday before easing up and potentially returning on Sunday afternoon.
In national news, the City of Sydney Council has awarded a public park worth $20 million to Wyanga Aboriginal Aged Care in Redfern, allowing expansion of the facility. The site will be turned into a 50-person aged care facility, primarily caring for local Indigenous elders, as it has for the past 30 years. The project will see Wyanga partner with not-for-profit Uniting to begin the facility's design and construction. The car park will be kept for public use and moved underground as part of the site development. It will mean deep reassurance for our people and our community that our elders are going to be properly cared for, said Wyanga Aboriginal Aged Care CEO Jaron Bajent.
In more news, Australia's four major banks are forecasting that the Reserve Bank will leave the interest rate on hold at 3.6% in November. The shock climb in inflation has prompted economics teams at the major banks to discard the previous rates call, now expecting the cash rate to remain steady with no further cuts this cycle. Head of Australian Economics at the Commonwealth Bank said higher inflation and the cyclical upswing in demand were underway, driven largely by consumption and housing. The RBA's next interest rate announcement is on Tuesday, November 4th, with expectations that the cash rate will hold, with doubts on whether the central bank will deliver further easing.
And in international news, Hurricane Melissa has devastated the Caribbean and left more than 40 people dead. The Category 5 storm is one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record and has caused destruction since making landfall in Jamaica on Tuesday. The storm has left 77% of Jamaica without power, with some 25,000 people packing into shelters as 300-kilometre winds ripped roofs off houses. Emergency services were inundated with flooding and unable to conduct emergency operations in Jamaica, with the storm also destroying facilities where relief supplies were stored. The United States has confirmed it will send rescue and response teams to the Caribbean. The storm is expected to pass west of Bermuda today.
For your weather today, Brisbane is bright and sunny with some light showers expected later in the day. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band, and the fire danger is actually unavailable at this stage, but here's hoping that we have that for you in the next hour. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Why, it's my very best outfit.